Masechet Cholin Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We've been talking about Shechita, which is the way that animals are slaughtered in order to make sure that they're kosher. Melika is the way that a bird offering is killed in order to make sure that it could be offered in the Mishkan or the Bet HaMikdash. Melika is where the Kohen would take his right thumbnail and he would press it into the back of the neck of a bird, which would sever its neck bone. If the korban was an ola, then he would cut both the wind and the food pipe. If the bird was a hatat, then only one of those pipes would be cut. Shechita is not effective on these bird korbanot. Melika is the only way to make them ready for the sacrifice. We'll compare and contrast the laws of Melika and Shechita in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaShohet min ha-sedadin Shechitato kesherah. If somebody does Shechita from the sides of the neck of an animal, and then he cuts the pipes like he's supposed to, the Shechita is valid, and he's permitted to do this Lekat Tehila in the first place. HaMolek min ha-sedadin Melikato pesula. But if somebody does Melika from the sides of the neck, the melika is invalid. Melika has to be done only from the back of the neck. The pasuk says mimul or po. It has to be done in the back of the neck. It's the only way that the piercing of the nail of the kohen is acceptable. Hashohet min ha'oref shehitato pesula. If somebody does shehita on an animal from the back of the neck, the shehita is invalid because the neck bone is being cut, and then the pipes are being cut. Once the neck bone is cut, then the animal is automatically a terefa. A terefa is an animal that has physical defects that say that it's going to die from those defects. So a terefa is never allowed to be eaten, even if shehita is done correctly on that animal. So in this scenario, when shehita is being done from the back of the neck bone is severed right away, and then the windpipe and food pipe are cut. So the animal has a broken neck, and therefore it's a terefa. And then the shehita, the cutting of the pipes, happens, which is saying that they happened after the animal was a terefa, and therefore it's invalid, and it's unkosher. Hamolek min ha'oref melikato kesherah. But if somebody does melika from the back of the neck, the melika is valid, not only valid, but that's the way it's done, like we stated beforehand. Hashohet min ha'savar shehitato kesherah. If somebody does shehita from the throat, the front of the neck, the shehita is valid, and that's the way that it's usually done. Hamolek min ha'savar melikato pesula. But if somebody does melika from the throat, the melika is invalid, like we've stated. It can only be done in the back of the neck. And here's the summary of the Mishnah. Shekol ha'oref kasher lemelika. The entire back of the neck is fit for melika. Vekol ha'savar kasher l'shehita. And the entire throat with the sides is fit for shehita. Nimsa kasher b'shehita pasul b'melika, kasher b'melika pasul b'shehita. What we come out with is whatever is fit for shehita, which is the front of the neck and the sides of the neck, that's unfit for melika, and whatever is fit for melika, which is the back of the neck, is invalid for shehita.